one of Latin America's most famous archaeological sites, figures in our GeoQuiz today. A century ago, an American scholar led an expedition that collected artifacts and ancient bones from a mountaintop high in the Andes. 50,000 pieces in all, including human skeletons, were taken from the Incan city of Machu Picchu. They've been kept at Yale University since then. Now they're being returned to Peru. A repatriation ceremony was held today in a southeast Peruvian city where the bones and artifacts will now be kept. The city we want you to name was once called the cultural capital of the Incan Empire. Several GeoQuiz texting game players have already come up with the name. Dino in Miami, Jose in San Diego, and Amanda in Big Canoe, Georgia. We'll hear more about the repatriation ceremony in just a minute. In the meantime, text GeoQuiz, one word, to 69866. That'll put you in the game next time. I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The remains of the lost city of the Incas are going home. Not to Machu Picchu itself, but to Cusco, Peru, which is the answer to our GeoQuiz today. We're talking about a collection of artifacts and bones taken from Machu Picchu 100 years ago by Yale scholar Hiram Bingham. Yale is now in the process of returning the items. A repatriation ceremony took place earlier today in Cusco, and the BBC's Matia Kabitsa was there.
Well, the ceremony was held here in the Casa Concha, where I am. It's a beautiful colonial-style building with a central square, and this is where the first lot of pieces is already been on display for past couple of months. We're talking about mostly ceramics, and if I go inside one of the rooms, for instance, where they have a multimedia display of talking about the history of Machu Picchu, what I can see in front of me are three huge jars, and this is where the Incas, at the time of Machu Picchu, when the site was excavated, this is where they used to keep their chicha, which is a drink made from fermented corn, very high on alcohol, and it was used by the Incas in ceremonial times. So as I said, this is where they're housing the first pieces. And behind closed doors is where now all the experts are going through all the bones that have just arrived from the United States.
Tell us about those bones. Tell us about the skeletons. Who were these people?
Well, they are bones, the remains of about 177 people that were found in Machu Picchu. And when I spoke to a scholar at Yale University, he told me that they had actually figured out that all these people had come from all over the Inca Empire and had worked there for the royal family in Machu Picchu. And all these pieces will be housed at a specially constructed museum that the Peruvians are building, where it will be exhibited for Peruvians and the whole world to visit and to learn more about this mysterious site of Machu Picchu.
Matia, tell me why these artifacts were returned now. I mean, it's happening a lot lately with various museums around the globe. Is this the politically correct thing to do these days?
Well, it took years of litigation, diplomatic back and forth between Peru and the United States and Yale University. Peru has for long wanted artifacts, these pieces, to be returned to the country. And they signed a memorandum of understanding. I spoke to Professor Richard Berger, who is from Yale University, and he told me why Yale had suddenly decided to return the pieces.
It was the feeling of the university that Machu Picchu was of such enormous symbolic importance to the people of Peru in terms of the symbolism of its national identity, that it was really a unique circumstance. You know, our responsibility was to conserve it, to study it, to make it available to the broadest possible public. We came to realize that this could best be done here in Cusco.
Tell me how the people in Cusco feel about these artifacts being returned. Are they happy?
They're certainly happy in the sense that they been waiting for many years for these artifacts to return. And it's not just the people in Cusco, but the whole of Peru. We're not talking just about artifacts from Machu Picchu, which is the most emblematic site here in Peru. The site itself gets over 1 million visitors each year. But it's very costly. Repatriations cost money because you have to go through sometimes a court trial, hiring lawyers. It's quite expensive to ship them back. So what the authorities here are trying to do is, yes, work on the repatriation of many pieces, but what they would like to do is also stop all these Peruvian artifacts from leaving the country in the first place, because there's some 100,000 estimated archaeological sites in Peru alone. Only a fraction of them is known. Sometimes when they're discovered, it's because looters have already been there. So one of the problems here is to stop looting from happening in the first place.
Matia Kubica in Cusco, Peru. Cusco being the answer to our GeoQuiz today. Thank you so much.
Thank you.